The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Good morning, all. This is the Ryan Tuberty Show. It is Friday morning. It's 9:05. It's the 10th of July, 2020, all day long. We're here till, as I say, 10, and the text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. And I essentially missed my mouth. I was having a little cup of coffee, reading the papers here, and took a sip of coffee and I missed. And I have a big mouth, so I don't understand what happened there. Maybe I was distracted by the stories. Anyway, the good news in this part of the land is that the sun has been peeping his head, his or her head, out from behind the clouds, and it's looking good. I think we are hopefully out of the monsoon season and back into something resembling a normal Irish July in 2020. And let's hope that's what's happening. Although I see, Nima, I mentioned that the Late Late Toy Show sing-along is happening on July 19th on Sunday at 6:30. But anyway, I got a lovely email saying, "We love your idea of the summer toy show. I'd like to share my pictures with you. As COVID restrictions kicked in, the kids and my wife were all fed up, so I decided to have the happiest day of the year, Christmas, in the middle of April." Good. Sure enough, here they all are. We had Christmas dinner. We put on the jumpers. We had lights and decorations. We had great fun. And it lifted the mood in the house. And there's Olivia, who's 8, and Katie May is 6, and Sam is 2. And they are having the crack at the Moriarty's. Sherlock wouldn't like you, but I do. And you're all enjoying your Christmas dinner in the middle of April. That's the way. That is the way to get over the dark times. So excellent. And tonight's Late Late Show highlights, and next week, will be music-based. So you'll hear wonderful music from Sinead O'Connor and Christy Moore and Lewis Capaldi and all the great artists we've had on, Harry Connick Jr. and others down through the last season. So if you're in and around the place tonight and you fancy a good musical hooli, tune in after 9:30 tonight. And that should do a job for you. What else have we got for you today? I was mentioning local book. I finished that book, A Talented Man. I was telling you, kind of Irish talented Mr. Ripley, set in 1930s London with forgery, murder and Bram Stoker in the middle of it all. Terrific, terrific book. That comes with highest recommendation if you're putting a book in the bag this weekend. That's the one. That's the one for July anyway, if not one of my books of the year so far. Loved it. And it ends with on a cliffhanger. So in other words, there's more to come. The Ripley-style character heads off on a journey out of London and through Europe. And there are lots of questions to be... And normally I'd be kind of, oh, you kind of... What? I didn't know this was going to be part of a series. But actually I just thought, oh, that's delicious. Now I can't wait for the next one. So congratulations. And good news on that front. I have another book which I started this morning, which I will tell you about next week. I'll see how we got on, but I'm really enjoying it. It's Irish also. Female author, as it happens, and new, fresh author. And I think it just feels really good. So hopefully I'll be able to give you a glowing report on Monday. And as we're talking about all these wonderful independent bookshops around the country, which we urge you to try and buy your book from there rather than from Jeff Bezos, who's grand for a few bob for this weekend, Scéal Ella Bookshop in Ennis is there, and Evelyn is running the shop there, and they've got gift vouchers, of course, as a way of giving customers and friends and general supporters the opportunities to keep the bookshop going. But I just want to give them a special mention today because they've got plenty going on, and that's where you want to be if you're in Ennis. Get down to Scéal Ella, and Sin Scéal Ella is where you need to be getting your books. In that part of town, that is for sure. Fully, fully support them there and wish them well in everything they do. Professor Kirsten May has been named as the new president of the University of Limerick. Congratulations to her, the first woman to be appointed to the position in an Irish university. So a little bit of history made this week. She's currently vice president of academic affairs and student engagement. Came there to teach in 2018 from East Berlin originally. And she had been involved in... seems the professor of contemporary art and theory at the University of Westminster in London. She'll take over from Dr. Des Fitzgerald, who announced his retirement in May. So that is good news. There has been, according to RTE.ie, a significant gender imbalance at the senior leadership level in Irish universities, and it is fitting that UL now is the first female president given its position on gender equality in higher education in Ireland. So that's according to Mary Harney, who is also the Chancellor of the University of Limerick. So congratulations to the new Chancellor and a beautiful university, and wish her well in her office there heading into the future. Another smart person is, according to the Irish Examiner, a researcher at the Tyndall Institute in Cork, a Brazilian electrical engineer by the name of Marinara Mercato, who is pursuing a PhD on artificial intelligence and wearable sensors, has been given a grant to run interactive online summer camps for children. This is clever for the kids who want to learn about coding and robotics and arts and forensic science classes for children online. So this seems to be an interesting STEAM subject. So you know of STEM, which is probably a niche in some regards, whereas STEAM opens it up from science, technology and engineering and includes arts and maths. And I think that is a very interesting combination, a sensible twist to that tale. And obviously this person, Marinara Mercato, is leading the way, and she's named as one of 50 participants in the Blackstone Launchpad powered by Techstar Entrepreneurship Network, which aims to turn students in the US and Ireland with good business ideas into entrepreneurs. It's good. So if you're interested in what that course, it's 50 quid, which doesn't seem too much, given that you're getting a week-long camp online, discounts for family groups. Go to smarteduclub.com. And that's where you'll get the answer to that question. Good stuff. We have clearly excited people hoping to get back in to watch football or hurling, wherever it might be, into stadiums. But over in the UK, growing optimism that the digital health passports could enable supporters to attend, and football is willing to be a guinea pig. The Premier League increasingly confident it could introduce a digital health passport system, which will allow fans back into stadiums. It's hoped that a test event might happen in August to see whether our system is viable of using testing and antibody data so that fans could have their own individual health passport to ensure that they're not carrying the virus. I presume you flash the phone up, it says boop, green, boop, red, you're in, you're out. And that's where football come in. They're going to offer themselves as a guinea pig for events to permit fans to return, which is, of course, vital to the survival of sport. And the return of fans will be gradual and limited, although original fears that games will have to be played behind closed doors until the beginning of next year have been allayed. There is now growing optimism that a number of fans may be allowed in by the end of September or into October. So that would be a very, very gorgeous thing to see, as long as it's done safely. I got the heebie-jeebies looking at the news last night and the new numbers and that number one figure and all the people under, what did he say, under 35, and a lot of it is from people coming in and flights and back to the planes thing. And that's before they're all heading off or they're a couple of weeks away. I'm feeling queasy about it. I'm just a little bit nervous. I saw little or no face masks in the supermarket, unfortunately, this week. The buses and trains, again, very little participation in the face mask encouragement. And I'm a little bit concerned about that. Not my job, but as a punter, to be honest with you, just watching it, I just think we're just fed up being told what to do. But unfortunately, it'll come back to bite us in the national derriere when everything is, I dread to say it, but shut down again and with gusto. But we shall see. I hope I'm wrong, and I really do. I'm not trying to be smart about it, or I just do hope it wrong, but I despair sometimes. That's all, even if the sun is shining. Tourists in several Spanish holiday hotspots must wear face masks this summer or risk being hit with hefty fines. This is what they're saying, that if you're seen out and about in Barcelona, Mallorca, Ibiza, you'll be told no mask. That'll be 100 quid right on the spot. Hand it over. But I don't have any cash. Tap this. But I don't have any taps. I don't have any cards. Have you got a phone? Yeah. Revolut that. And yeah, there's no escaping now. So that's what they're doing there. That's the restrictions. It's interesting how I watched enviously as the lockdown eased in European countries. And I thought, oh God, I'd love to be at that barbershop. Or I'd love to be outside that bar. And now I realised they're all closing down again and locking down again. Australia, Spain, Portugal, whatever. And you just think, maybe we were right. to Softly, Softly. You know that gorgeous Latin expression from the Emperor Augustus, Festina Lente, make haste slowly. And that's the vibe that we have been going on to date, but we have to do it with sense. As Luke O'Neill, our friend who was with us recently, tweeted a poster that he had seen from Martine Kerr, which is a poster that says, "I wear my mask in public for three reasons. One, humility. I don't know if I have COVID, as it is clear that people can spread the disease before they have the symptoms. Two, kindness. I don't know if the person I'm near has a child battling cancer or cares for their elderly mother. Well, I might be fine, they might not. Three, community. I want my community to thrive, businesses to stay open, employees to stay healthy. Keep a lid on COVID. Help us all." And that's from Luke O'Neill, and he knows stuff, as we say. On a happier note, an all-new version of the nostalgia-tinged series The Wonder Years is in the works, this time with a black family at its centre. According to the Huffington Post, the new version will take place in Montgomery, Alabama, in the late 1960s. I will explore how a black middle-class family made sure it was the Wonder Years for them too. Casting to be announced, but they reckon that that will be a hit. All right, 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie, and you can... I got a lovely message this morning, funny enough, from my old friends Pat and Emer McAuliffe, which was a photograph, and it's somebody tweeted, and I think they might have tweeted it, of... photographs last night, Noel Whelan and myself, as today, July 10th, is the first anniversary of his untimely death. You'll remember, of course, Noel, who was a regular contributor to radio programmes on Radio 1, as well as many other things, as a barrister and as a political activist. We came across this photo from the evening of the Kennedy Summer School when Noel interviewed you, poacher turned gamekeeper, as they say. Anyway, we thought you might like to have a copy of Good Memories from Happier Times. I remember the interview so well, because it was fun and it was kind of spiky, but for all the right reasons. Smart man, and sorely missed, I must say. So thank you indeed to Pat and Emer, great people, for passing that on. And I'm wishing Sinead and Seamus well today, of course, and his mother Myra, as they remember their beloved Noel, who passed away and, as I say, is sorely, sorely missed. 51551, a text says, "I thank you for your book recommendation yesterday, A Talented Man. It's a wonderful read." Great. "Can I recommend you read I Know This Much Is True by Wally Lamb?" I read it, and I didn't read a heap of Wally Lamb's, but I read that one and I loved it. It was massive and went all over the place. I tried watching the TV version of it and it did nothing for me, so I abandoned that. Now, yes, we trust the premiership with technology with regards to COVID-19, as they are doing such a great job with video assistant referee. Oh, I see. You're not having okay. "Good morning. Further to your mention of Alcock and Brown, famous transatlantic flight which ended in Connemara, says Tom in Rathfarnham. An Irish author who I know, Brendan Lynch, wrote a book about the famous event. It's called Yesterday We Were in America." I think I have a copy of that book. It's one of those. Someday I'll get to it when time permits. The larger bookshop should have it. Regards, Tom. Thank you, Tom. I was referring to that beautiful statue in Clifton, and it seems to have piqued a lot of people's interest. And if you haven't seen it, either look it up or go and see it. In a little while, I'm going to be giving you details of a trip that we'd like to send you on to one of the most beautiful hotels in Ireland. And I'll do that in a couple of minutes' time. There's Killian Donnelly, of the musical fame, was due to take the lead in Phantom of the Opera at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. And unfortunately, obviously, the theatre closed down. And yet, he got on stage, accompanied only by a man on a piano, and he sang to an empty auditorium. And I was watching it, the footage of it, and it's really eerie. It's kind of beautiful, but it kind of sums up the whole thing regarding COVID and the arts. Empty auditoria, beautiful, talented people, musicians and artists, and no one to sing to and no one to play for in a meaningful way. I'm not talking about Zoom, they're grand. I'm talking about the beauty of being in a collective space where everyone's taking it all in and imbibing the gorgeousness of art and sound and music, essentially. Here's a little clip of Killian in an empty Bord Gáis Energy Theatre singing and carrying on regardless.
"Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew. knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be. Only then can you belong to me.
Wow. I think that's really pretty stunning. That's one of the great singers of in musical theatre. That's Killian Donnelly, Music of the Night, singing to the empty Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. But like so many theatres around the place, be it for actors and act and singers and people, makeup and hair and ushers and usherettes and whatever you might be, it'll all happen again. We just have to be patient and we'll get there eventually. But I just thought that was really gorgeous. So wishing everyone the best of luck with all of that. How would you explain to a visiting Martian, Mike and Ennis wants to know, okay, I hate these questions, but I'll try it anyway, that people from Northern Ireland are allowed to travel through our country and airport to go to and from countries that we are not allowed to visit? I would say to the Martian, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. And walk along because I couldn't. My head would be melted. Ken says, I visited a hospital this week as an outpatient. Of the 10 people there, I was the only person wearing a mask. And it made me wonder how serious hospitals are about the spread of COVID. Surely no one should be let in without a mask. Of the 10 people there, I was the only person. Yes, I know what you mean. God, I said the hospitals are probably so busy. If you looked at that primetime programme, you see that they haven't a minute. They haven't a second to be thinking of, I have to police the people. And why should it be their fault? Why should they have to? Shouldn't people have personal responsibility to wear a mask without a really busy nurse or cleaner or porter or doctor to have to point out saying, excuse me, while I'm trying to take off this PPE armour, would you mind wearing your own? Well, I don't know. Sharon in Dublin says, this may be controversial. Oh no, Sharon, what? But I was on a bus in Dublin yesterday. Yeah. And I observed not one young woman wearing a mask. Oh God, gender, what? All the men were wearing them. I was really surprised by that. Girls, says Sharon in Dublin, wear your masks on the bus. Okay, Sharon. Sharon and Karen. No, you're making a very good point. Pearl Karen, God, they were showing me a piece today of a woman fitting the Karen name thing. Given out to some dentist in the, God help Karens everywhere. It's a tough one. You'd be annoyed if you were christened Karen now, and it's not your fault. It just became a thing, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to just take it. It's 9:22. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. And this morning we start. Yeah. Oh, I know. I don't need to ring down to tell me that. Oh boy, I know. I know that the much better version of I'm Still Standing is still here before me at the concert that he did at the One World. And I don't think it'd be fair to play it because it's just so mad. And it would be, oh, go on then. I'm still standing. You see, we forgot to mention, yeah, it's I'm Dill Danding. It's this version, this mad version he did at his piano beside the bass, the basketball. You've heard me talk about this last week, the I'm Dill Danding. I keep thinking about it. For whatever reason, his voice goes all, he replaces S's with D's. I'm Dill Danding, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, more text coming in on different things, 51551. A lot of the masks, I'm in two minds as to whether we should go on about them, but I suppose if this is what's on your mind, let's do it. One says, I think the couldn't care less attitude is typical of the Irish in general. They never want to obey rules that are for the general good. And I think we need to be a nanny state for that reason. We need minding. I was on a bus yesterday. A young man got on the bus with no mask. Bus driver did say it to him. He let them on anyway. Shouldn't be allowed on. I know at least three people on that bus were going for their cancer treatment and one for tests. And I felt like going over to them and getting that young man off the bus and letting people away with rules is a recipe for bus or train rage. Well, two things. One, I don't agree with you about the Irish couldn't care less thing about the general good. Don't forget, for the first 6 months or for the first 3 or 4 months of this thing, we were amazing And everyone cared, and it was just extraordinary to watch, and it was just society in Ireland at its best. I just think the wheels have come off a little bit more recently, and that's all it is. And, you know, and the country's kind of split. There's a kind of COVIDian civil war situation now where a good part of the people are saying, lads, we need to keep going. This thing is still here. That one number is coming up, as we saw with the acting chief medical officer yesterday, and the people are saying warning. And then there's another bunch of people who say, you guys are hysterical. We need to get on with it. We need to open everything up and open the shops and take the masks off and keep going. And that's what it is. I happen to be in the first camp. If there are two camps, and there does seem to be, and it's a little disappointing, but it is what it is. Sadly, that's what we have to deal with. I had an MRI during the week, says Mel. I brought my own mask and lost it changing into the gown thing. I wasn't offered a mask then. I had the MRI without the mask in closed space, 20 minutes. Okay, and Ryan, you should check out, let's see. First of all, ask the Martian, says Deck, have they self-isolated for 2 weeks? We can't have interplanetary visitors coming here willy-nilly. Here, well said. I'm out of breath. That was very fast. I dance to your tunes every morning and I'm 71. Good woman, Karen, in Ballytor. I'm also dancing in my kitchen. To Elton, says Ruth. Good on you, Ruth. On Elton and the D's, the I'm Dill Danding. Emer says, I'm a sound engineer for 20 years. The S sounds are very sibilant on a microphone with the treble turned up. So Elton, very skillfully, has adjusted to this D to allow for the microphones. I hope this settles the mind. I don't understand anything you just said, Emer. It just still sounds to me like he's singing I'm Dill Danding. I crack up every time I hear I'm Dill Danding. I don't know why it is. I'm Dill Danding. I'm Dill Danding is one of the greatest hits of the year. It's probably my favourite song this year, apart from some of the Irish tracks that are coming down the track. Regarding the Alcock and Brown, Oisin McGann wrote a great children's book about their flight called Race the Atlantic Wind. Oh, that sounds gorgeous. Sean and Roscommon says you should check out Michael Crawford singing Phantom of the Opera. When I lived in London over 30 years ago, I still remember him performing in it. Of course, he was even better known as Frank Spencer and Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. I remember the album of the Andrew Lloyd Webber that would have been at home when I was younger would feature Michael Crawford singing that role. And I couldn't believe it, because as a kid, when Frank Spencer was on a program, I never found funny. And running around going, oh, Betty, and all that kind of thing. I was too young probably to find the humour in it, but I couldn't believe that he transformed himself into this West End superstar. Amazing difference, jump. But anyway, my husband says the text, very anxious about the virus, but he cannot wear the mask for more than 5 minutes. He begins to choke. Scarf, collars, ties, etc. have the same effect. Okay, well, that's pretty specific, so I hope that can be sorted. The kids love the tune. This morning, all rocked out on the way to their amazing basketball camp in Drogheda. Good. They've had a workout. And it's not even 9:30 yet. Good work. @ 9:34. Maybe the driver of the bus, says Nora in Cork, should have the masks, and as people enter, hand them out to each person just on a trial basis until people get used to the idea that they have to wear them. Where will they get them? Where will they get the mask then? Then the drivers may not want to hand them out. It really comes down to personal responsibility. Get the mask, put them on, head out, or face covering. You know, this isn't, I don't think it's that complicated, but it seems to be complicated by people. As a nurse, we all wear masks, and it's up to the public, says this person, to wear theirs. As you say, Ryan, we are far too busy to police that. Here. I'm 75 years old, yes, so, and I hear clearly that soft S sound that Elton is singing. Maybe you should get your hearing checked. Oh, okay, I say, good day to you, madam. Okay, so am I meant to be hearing an S here? Come on, I'm Dill Danding is actually I'm Still Standing.
I'm Dill Danding.
No. Is there an S in there? I'm spitting on myself now. First of all, I've missed my mouth for the coffee. Now I'm spitting on myself, I'm drenched. And the rain was yesterday. Went for a walk in the rain the other evening. I said, it's a soft drizzle. It wasn't that soft. Anyway, drenched. So it says, I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm not. That's their D's. Maybe you like Safi Suk. Have you ever heard of him? A little cartoon character? Okay, now, now I'm just being dilly. There will only ever be one Phantom, says Elaine in Roundwood, and that is the wonderful C.T. Wilkinson. Ah, well, you're barking up the correct tree. Yes, he can sing it and play the role so well and make it seem so creepy and so sensitive and sensual all at once, I say. It's a true story, though. He's remember the Stage Heroes album I was looking for, and then some listener very kindly brought it in on vinyl, and I listened to it regularly, and it is it's just his version of It Ain't Necessarily So. You should have a listen to that. It's pretty spectacular. Long before Phantom, Michael Crawford was a singing star in the cast of Hello Dolly on Broadway and in the film with Barbara Streisand. That's his background, right? Thank you. I had no idea because I didn't care, but now you've told me and now you've piqued my interest. Maybe Michael Crawford's transformation was into Frank Spencer. You can never underestimate the skill of slapstick, says Margaret. That's true too. Oftentimes you see people who are brilliant at something completely bonkers, and then they can drift into something completely esoteric or sublime and ridiculous, and they can all intermix, because you can have actually fun in your life in between all the seriousness. And still they come in, people are hearing Elton John singing S's for I'm Still Standing, even though all I'm hearing is I'm Dill Danding. Brian says, Ryan, try the Eye and Ear Hospital. It worked for me. I'm Dill Danding. I'm going to have to go to the Eye and Ear Hospital. I if you're looking for me later on, by the way, I'll be at the Eye and Ear Hospital, because, and when they see me coming, they'll say, here's that lunatic from the television and the radio who's banging on about I'm Dill Danding. And I'll have to explain it to them. I said, but the listeners, they told me that they're hearing S's and I'm hearing D's. Can we do this one more time? Then I'm gone for the weekend. I think this is your problem, that's not mine. I got to go. Thank you, team, as always. You're fab. And thank you for listening. Appreciate it greatly. You can email us throughout the weekend to ryan@rte.ie. Stay tuned for Sarah McInerney. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. And stay standing. Stay danding.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.